When our class was assigned to Mr. Flegel for third-year English, I anticipated another cheerless year in that most tedious of subjects. Mr. Flegel had a reputation among students for dullness and inability to inspire. He was said to be very formal, rigid, and hopelessly out of date. To me, he looked to be 60 or 70 and excessively prim. He wore primly severe eyeglasses, his wavy hair was primly cut and primly combed. He wore prim suits with neckties set primly against the collar buttons of his white shirts. He had a primly pointed jaw, a primly straight nose, and a prim manner of speaking that was so correct, so gentlemanly, that he seemed a comic antique.